I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research is underway to develop novel ways to harness the immune system to kill cancer and extend patients' lives. To talk about CAR T-cell therapy is Dr. Crystal Paulos. She's an associate professor in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology and endowed Ping Chair in the Department of Dermatology at MUSC. Dr. Paulos, can you briefly explain CAR T-cell therapy?
Sure, Bobby. It would be an honor. CAR T-cell therapy are making a lot of headline news now. We're really excited about them. It's a form of cancer immunotherapy, like you said, where we can harness the patient's immune system to kill cancer. What we do is we can take patients' T cells out of the body, genetically engineer them so that they can be empowered and more effective at targeting cancer. And the CAR means chimeric antigen receptor. So we put this receptor into the cell and it can recognize CD19. CD19 is overexpressed on a number of different types of leukemias, such as CLL and ALL. The great news is that for patients with ALL, this anti-tumor response is remarkable and these patients can go under complete responses. 90% of the patients, which is remarkable.
You're suggesting then that this therapy is actually in use right now for some patients?
It is. Currently, this type of T-cell therapy is being used for patients with leukemia. There's a number of universities and companies around the United States, as well as in Europe and in China, that are executing this type of therapy.
It was just recently announced that the FDA approved CAR T-cell therapy for pediatric patients and young adults up to age 25 with leukemia. So what might this new development mean to patients? Might this therapy be more widely available now in the future?
Yes, great question. This will be more widely used in the future. And consequently, in the not too distant future, I foresee MUSC being a place where we could use this therapy as well.
Dr. Paulos, tell us some details about what's going on in your lab with regards to T-cell therapy research.
Our lab at MUSC is trying to genetically engineer T cells so that they can also be very effective for solid tumors like melanoma. We're also very interested in eliciting potent, long-lasting anti-tumor responses in patients with ovarian cancer, breast cancer. Scientists in my lab and in others are now capable of engineering cells to recognize different types of targets on different malignancies. So this therapy has broad implications to treat all sorts of malignancies. We have actually found in a number of different situations, both with mouse T cells and human T cells, that we can manipulate these cells pharmaceutically with small molecules, and we can extend their therapeutic potency and their durability in a number of different ways we test them by hundredfold.
Dr. Paulos, where do you see some of this research that you're working on heading in the future?
We feel that we can combine CAR T-cell therapies with other ways to enhance the immune system, such as I think a lot of people know and have heard about PD-1 blocking therapies. There's a big goal in the future to combine CAR T-cell therapies with checkpoint modulators. We can also add vaccines and other types of ways to harness the patient's immune system to kill cancer so that we can have longer lasting responses in patients.
Dr. Paulos, thanks for this information about CAR T-cell therapy.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.